KSA Radio, where you are family. My name is Ethan, and I'm chatting to the Globetrotter guys. Could you quickly introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Sean from the Globetrotter guys.
I'm Ben.
And together, we are husbands from the UK, and we run a gay travel blog called the Globetrotter guys.
So before we start talking about some of the exciting stuff that you have coming up, I first want to talk about how you guys started this whole thing.
In January 2018, we decided to leave the UK permanently, quit our old jobs to pursue our passion for travel. Ben had actually worked in travel for the last 10 years, and I myself was in corporate tax, which I didn't find so exciting. So after saving for quite a long time, we took the risk, set up our website, set up our social media, started focusing on researching and documenting the best in gay travel all over the world.
Tell me what a week in the life of the Globetrotter guys is like.
That's really difficult to answer because every week for us is completely different. We don't often tend to stay in the same place for very long. We're constantly moving around looking for the next place that's going to offer us a lot of great content to write about on our website. And we're always seeking out sort of new gay-friendly destinations that maybe haven't been covered that frequently. So we're constantly moving around, which means that every day, every week is completely different. We do always try, though, to allocate our time as best we can between spending time working on our website, but also being out and in a destination, experiencing what that is like. Whether that's we get up early, we maybe spend 2 to 3 hours working on the website, and then we spend the rest of the day out doing activities or visiting gay-friendly restaurants, trying to connect with local gay businesses. And we always try and make sure that we do have a couple of hours every now and then just to chill out and relax as well.
So talk to me about some of your favorite destinations. We're going to be talking about Mykonos soon, and that is quite the gay mecca. But before we get to Mykonos, tell me about some of the other places you guys have gone to that you've really enjoyed.
So last year, one of the highlights that we had was actually Rio de Janeiro. We've always wanted to go there for a long time. We knew it was going to be gay friendly. But what we also really loved about it was the mix of the fact it was a big cosmopolitan city, but also completely surrounded by spectacular mountains and beaches. And actually, that's a similar reason to why we've ended up in Cape Town at the moment. Because again, it's a city surrounded by spectacular nature, and that's just something that we really love. We also last year went to New York, which is Ben's favorite city as well. So we do try and go to a range of different places. It's not just all about beaches and speedos all the time.
However, speaking about beaches and speedos, there's a gay sailing trip to Mykonos coming up this year.
Yes.
Yeah, so this August, so the height of season, we're going on a gay sailing trip to Mykonos on the 17th of August. And we're actually sailing with a group of, well, the maximum number is 16 other gay guys and a gay sailing crew going to 5 different islands in total. So for us, Mykonos has been on our list for such a long time, but we're actually excited to explore Santorini, Ios, Paros, Naxos. They all look stunning. And like you said, Mykonos is known for being a gay mecca. So we've specifically chosen to do this trip because it ends on the 25th of August. And that is the main weekend of the Excelsior Festival, which you might have heard of. It's a bit like a circuit party in Mykonos. So while Mykonos is gay any time of the year, it's going to be particularly gay when we're there. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's on 2 private yachts and people are more than welcome to join.
So let's take a look at some of the itinerary that you guys have coming up. Other than the Excelsior Festival, what are some of the highlights that are going to be happening during the trip?
I mean, for me, one of the highlights will be going to Santorini. And I think that's because it just looks so iconic. You know, it's always that typical picture of these beautiful blue domed white buildings. But also what will be fun is every night there's going to be a theme night, a bit similar on a smaller scale than these big gay cruises that you get. But we're doing a white party night, you know, an underwear night, all the typical fun gay themed nights for people to just party and enjoy themselves and relax.
So it looks like the spots are selling out. How many spots are still available? And if people want to book a spot, how do they do so?
So the first yacht is sold out. And the second yacht, which we will be on, has 2 cabins available for two people each, but there's also a single traveller, so there is another cabin to share. So 5 spots left in total out of 16. And if people want to book, they can just head over to our website, theglobetrotterguys.com, and look at the Mykonos article. And at the bottom of that, there is a form just to submit your name and email address, and then we can get in contact with them. And of course, answer any questions they might have.
And if people want to follow you guys on social media or check out your website, can you just point them to any and all locations where they can read more about what you guys do?
Yeah, of course. So our website obviously is our main platform. We also do have a large following on Instagram. The handle is just @TheGlobetrotterGuys. And we also do have a Facebook page as well with exactly the same name.
Perfect. So just to wrap up, if there's anything else you want to talk about or promote, there's a platform available for you right now.
We're going to be in Cape Town for 3 months in total. We are really keen to, you know, work with as many gay-friendly businesses, hotels, travel agents, as much as possible to really learn as much as possible about Cape Town. Because ultimately, we want to provide our readers with the most accurate and up-to-date content. I really encourage people to come here. Because I said earlier that Ben's favourite city was New York. This is actually our third time back in Cape Town, because that's my favourite city. If anyone wants to connect with us while we're here, we're more than happy to.
And of course, we're always very active on social media. So for any other little mini trips or day trips or any other travel plans that we do have coming up whilst we are here, or even when we have moved on as well, we will always be updating all of our social media with the plans that we have. So anyone can always reach out and connect with us at any time and see where we're going to be in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, the best thing to do is for people to sign up to our newsletter, because as we get new trips for next year, we can let them know about them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. And just one final reminder to the audience, check out the Globetrotter Guys on social media or theglobetrotterguys.com. This is Ethan from GSA Radio chatting to the Globetrotter Guys.